Deep left center field. And off the wall. Well, he didn't hit for the cycle, but he has a four-hit game.
And the Royals hang on the win last night because it couldn't be easy. Scott Barlow did his best to throw the game. If you believe things are rigged, he was trying to throw it last night. Just didn't quite work out for Scott Barlow. That RBI, that double by Blanco, gave the Royals a 10-6 lead. They win 11-10. The Royals up 7-2. Tigers come all the way back, made it 7-6. Royals take an 11-6 lead going into the ninth. Scott Barlow gives up 4 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks. Escaped the scare. Royals win. Daniel Lynch wasn't great. 5 runs in 5 innings, but he did have run support. There's been times he's been really good, and he hasn't had run support, so that's okay. He's now 3-4. Darren Blanco was the star of the night. 4-for-4, 3 RBI, stolen base, 3 runs scored. And that ball that he hit, that you just heard on that highlight, it looked like it might be a home run, and it would have been a home run in 19 ballparks in Major League Baseball, as the hit that he had was 395 feet. It traveled that far. Had it gone over the wall, Blanco would have been the Royals' first cycle, would have had the first cycle in Royals' time since George Brett in 1990. He had been the first Royal to have a cycle in 33 years. He was that close. Mm-hmm. Instead, he settled for his second double a day, homer shy of the cycle, his first career four-hit game. Matt Cotrero on the young man and his big night.
He definitely comes to play every day. Anytime you ask him to do something, he is ready. You know, especially the thing that sticks out to me is when I'll say, hey, he's going to pinch run. He comes bounding up those steps with a big smile on his face to go out there and pinch run or go in on defense. I mean, he is ready to help at any point. So to see him be rewarded with a nice offensive night is great.
Royals now 28-68 after the win. Tigers dropped to 42-52. Game 3 of the 4-game set, 7-10 tonight. KC, Ryan Yarbrough on the hill for the boys in blue. He pitched well last time out. His first start since being hit by a line drive. Outfielder Edward Olivares reinstated from the 10-day injured list. Ahmad Taylor option, AAA Omaha. Catcher Salvador Perez out of the lineup yesterday for the second day in a row with a grade 1-plus hamstring strain. Not considered to be severe. And they're not expecting him to go on the IL. He took the day off from activity on Monday, hit and caught pregame yesterday while remaining out of the lineup. Matt Cotrero says having Perez sit for a second day is precautionary. Last night, something happened for the first time since 1900 in Major League Baseball history. A record 12 baseball teams, including the Tigers and the Royals last night, scored 10 or more runs. Oh, yeah. You know, we're missing a lot of offense by having that pitch clock. A modern era record. 4 games last night featured both teams scoring 10 runs or more. How about this? Last night, the Twins won 10-3 over the Mariners. The Giants beat the Reds 11-10. Royals beat the Tigers 11-10. Dodgers over the Orioles 10-3. Guardians 10-1 over the Pirates. The Mets beat the White Sox 11-10. We had 3 11-10 games last night. I bet that's a record, too.
Yeah.
The D-backs beat the Braves 16-13. A lot of field goals in that one.
Yeah.
And the Cubs with 2-touchdown win over the Nationals, 17-3. Dear Lord, what's up with the pitching?
Yeah, those last two are
wow.
Cardinals against Falcons and
yeah.
Bears red or Commanders, I guess, now scores.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy that there's 3 11-10 games last night and there was a 16-13 and a 17-3. That's wow. Like, the Royals scored 11 last night, and they had, like, the fifth highest total of the night. Something like that. 17, 16, 13. Yeah, they tied for the fourth most runs in a night with 11.
Man.
And you scored 10, you're, like, the ninth highest.
Oh, total. Yeah. You feel like you're probably going to – we probably scored the most runs tonight, right, with 11?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Not even close. Not even close. All right, summer baseball, Pee Wee tournament continuing yesterday.
Yeah, the Pee Wee quarterfinals there in Concordia, Pee Wee State, as the Hanover squad beat Clifton 3-0 on the top side of the bracket, and Beloit Grasshoppers over Beloit Ironbirds 5-3. Osborne all over Concordia Lions with a 10-0 shutout win, and Concordia Knights beating Valley Heights 3-1. So those are the four teams that remain, Hanover, Beloit Grasshoppers, Osborne, and Concordia Knights, and they'll play in the semifinals coming up tomorrow night. It will be Hanover against the Beloit Grasshoppers and Osborne against the Concordia Knights. So you can find the full bracket there. Again, semis tomorrow night. Finals will be on Friday. It's all there at ncksports.com. If you missed any of that, you can also find the brackets for the American Legion AA State Tournament, which is in Concordia starting tomorrow. And then the K-18 state tournament is in Lucas, and that starts Saturday. And you can find that bracket posted online as well at ncksports.com.
The Mountain West informed San Diego State yesterday that it will remain a member of the conference. The news came on the eve of the 2023 Mountain West Football Media Days, and over a month after it appeared, San Diego State was set to exit the conference and attempt to join the Pac-12. The Pac-12 once again saying that they do not have a finalized new media rights deal, but it's coming soon. What does soon mean when it's a year later? But anywho, San Diego State requests to remain a member of the Mountain West, with the league claiming that San Diego State had left the conference via their letter June 13th and owed an exit fee. Following a significant amount of hand-wringing between the university and the Mountain West Conference, San Diego State will be allowed to remain in the conference as long as they cover legal fees that became necessary for the conference to outlay following the San Diego State's initial letter on June 13th. So San Diego State, at least for now, will remain in the Mountain West Conference as the Pac-12 continues to you talk about ultimately kicking a can down the road so many times, maybe as often as our government does in regards to dealing with our debt crisis and problems and the debt ceiling, raising it and kicking it down. Oh, right. And always waiting to the last second. Maybe politicians are in charge of the Pac-12. I actually, you know what? Honestly, it kind of ties hand in hand from time to time. But Mountain West going to keep San Diego State.
Yeah, obviously it's a good idea, I guess, if San Diego State can't leave and they don't have a spot, because the Mountain West probably doesn't want to lose them necessarily if they don't have to. I saw a deal last night where the Pac-12 was like, we're not prepared to make an announcement about a new TV deal because new players are coming in that weren't there previously.
Yeah, because everybody's knocking on the door to join a conference that has no idea what their new media rights deal is.
And the new players in this game are the ones that are trying to get a deal now, because you've taken so long to get something worked up.
Man, leadership.
I don't think that's good news for the Pac-12 that new players are in the game.
I continue to thank my lucky stars that Brett Yormark became our commissioner.
Yes.
Training camp will begin for the entire Chiefs team this Sunday in St. Joe, Missouri. Quarterbacks and rookies reported yesterday to start a three-day camp today. The Chiefs are looking to become just the ninth team in NFL history to win back-to-back Super Bowls. The last team to do it was the Patriots back-to-back in 03 and 04. The Chiefs' first preseason game will be in New Orleans to take on the Saints on Sunday, August 13th. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, you may have heard of him. He had a pretty decent year last year. No Tyreek Hill. Oh, dear Lord, what are we going to do? Oh, I'm just going to go out, be the MVP of the league. I'll be the Super Bowl MVP. I'm going to win my second Super Bowl, and I'm only 27. Mahomes on trying to go back-to-back to motivation coming into the season.
You look at, there hasn't been a team that go back-to-back since the Patriots in, I think, 03, 04. So everybody's motivated by that. I mean, you should be motivated every year in the league. It shouldn't matter what the last year was. I mean, you should be motivated to do it again. When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. For us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
Yeah, it's called greed, and that's a good thing when you're an athlete like this, no doubt. That's what you want to hear from your leader. I mean, Mahomes is not satisfied, and he sets the tone. Him and Andy Reid set the tone, and the tone is we want to go back-to-back. And the Chiefs have talked. Travis Kelce's mentioned it. Mahomes has kind of mentioned it. Andy Reid stayed away from it. There have been people within the organization that have been asked this question, and that is, do you think you're a dynasty? And there's no doubt that, I mean, who wouldn't want to be a dynasty? And there may be some people that would say they are a dynasty. They've been the 5 straight AFC titles. They've been to, 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls. They won 2 Super Bowls the last 4 years. Is that a dynasty? It's an amazing rate of consistency. I mean, teams don't do that. The Chiefs are the first team ever in NFL history to go to the AFC title game 5 straight years and host it 5 straight years. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to even play on the road, for crying out loud. I still believe that they need to get 3 in a 5-year period, or they need to go back-to-back. So they need to win it this year or next year, probably. Make it a dynasty. That would be 3 out of 6, I guess, I think it is. But that's what the Warriors, they counted that for the Warriors. So back-to-back would be the thing. Go back-to-back, do something that only 9 teams have done in NFL history once you become the 9th, and you do something that nobody's done in 20 years, in 2 decades. Then you can be put on maybe somewhere the same pedestal as the Patriots, and it adds the legacy of Patrick Mahomes, the legacy of Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. I would think it makes all of them surefire Hall of Famers, which I obviously Kelce and Mahomes are going to be anyway. Andy Reid, you start to talk about maybe he's the greatest coach to ever coach the National Football League, even better than Belichick. I know Belichick has more rings, but if Andy Reid ends up going back-to-back, you know, three in the last, four Super Bowl appearances in 5 years and six straight AFC title. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. And you always have to change out pieces to the puzzle, and different players come in, different players you have to let go. See Tyreek Hill last year, Tyrann Mathieu and others, and bring in other people. You got a draft. Isaiah Pacheco, of course, was a big contributor late in the year. Kadarius Toney in a trade. MBS was a free agent. Now they're bringing in Richie James. You got Rashee Rice as a draft pick. You're always changing the parts around the stars like Mahomes, Kelce, and Chris Jones. And if the Chiefs do go back-to-back, you know what the motivation is next year? To be the first team to win three in a row. Has any NFL team won three in a row? I don't think they have.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. I'd have to look back and make sure of that. But that would be the next motivation. I guarantee you, Mahomes will be sitting here a year from now, just like he was yesterday, after they would go back-to-back, if they would win it this year. I'm not guaranteeing it or anything. And he'd be like, hey, nobody's ever won three in a row. The Bulls did it twice. You know, the NBA teams have done it, but the NFL, nobody's done it. And I don't believe there has been anybody that's done it. I will put it in here and see if I can find anything. Lakers had a three-peat. The Yankees had a three-peat. Houston Comets had a three-peat WNBA. The Bulls had it a couple times. But it doesn't appear to me that it has never been done. It's never been done in National Football League history. Nobody's won three in a row.
Yeah.
So that would be the motivation a year from now. Now, you win three in a row, I don't know what you do after that. And so after the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl, what was the talk? Well, they got 21 of their 22 starters back. They got everybody back. And I kind of thought that maybe is not a good thing. Because everybody's like got their ring, you know? And you take this big sigh of relief when you win it. It is hard to win a championship in any sport. And you just – sometimes it's more relief than exhilaration and jubilation. You're just kind of worn down like, oh, thank God we've done it. And you reach the top of the mountain. And as we talked about, you got to go back to the bottom of the mountain, starting 0-0 with your record, even with everybody else. And there's benefits to every returning players, returning coaches, so forth and so on, but no guarantees. You're going to stay healthy, this, and that. And are you as motivated as you were last year? You know, the motivation the last 2 years for the Chiefs, it's been pretty simple. We lost to the Buccaneers. We want to get back and win it. Then they lost to the Bengals, and it was super extra motivation to get back last year, and then super extra motivation to beat the Bengals in the AFC title game after they lost the Bengals three times in a row. What's the super driving motivation now? It has to start from your leaders, and that is Patrick Mahomes is the number one on the field, and that is the motivation is let's make history. And it doesn't happen very often. You get a second chance of making history. The Chiefs talked about running it back after they won their first one. And then they fell short. Injuries were a big part of it. And the Buccaneers, to their credit, just kicked their butt in a rematch in the Super Bowl. Well, here we go. The Chiefs have won a second Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. They have a second chance to run it back. I think they're going to do it, actually. I do. I believe they are. Maybe I'm naive. I'm a Chiefs fan. Maybe I'm looking through the red-colored glasses. But I believe they have as good a chance as anybody has for a while to go back-to-back. Now, are the odds good for them to go to six straight AFC title games and host six straight AFC title games and make it to the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years? No. But I said the same thing before last season. Yeah. What are the odds the Chiefs are going to be hosting the AFC title game for a fifth year in a row? I said that last year. I think I said it 2 years ago.
The odds weren't great to host 4 years in a row.
No.
The odds weren't great to host 3 years in a row.
No. And last year, I predicted, like most people, that the Bills would be the team that have home field advantage. The Chiefs, I still predicted, would beat the Bills in Buffalo, but they wouldn't host the AFC title game. Your odds are, you would say the odds are getting slimmer and slimmer that the Chiefs are going to go to the AFC title game again. And if they do, they're surely not going to host it again. And if they do get there, are they actually going to get to a Super Bowl again? And then they're going to repeat and have three Super Bowls already under Patrick Mahomes and four Super Bowl appearances? The odds are against that, but they've been against them this whole time, and they keep defying the odds. So, the motivation is there. It should be, but it has to come from the quarterback. And this guy is as motivated as anybody to win another ring and then another ring and then another ring. And there's only a handful of athletes probably can count them on two hands over the history of sports that have that makeup. And I can think of, here's what, right off the top of my head, what I think of is Bill Russell. This is my list real quickly. Mm-hmm. Off the top of my head, Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. I put LeBron James there. Tom Brady. All right. Patrick Mahomes. Want to add some to that list?
You hit the ones that would have been right at the top of my head.
At the top of my list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other athletes in other sports that I'm overlooking, I'm sure.
And I would say there's some that had the same type
of... Montana.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, probably throw in there.
I'd say there's
You could say
some...
John Elway, maybe. I mean, they went to multiple Super Bowls. They won back-to-back.
You know?
I mean, maybe throw Elway in there. I'm trying to think who else you might throw in there. Maybe Peyton Manning, although he only won two.
See, that's the thing is, like I was going to say, there's some that have the same mentality and the same build, right?
Yeah.
The same makeup.
Right.
But maybe they didn't have the team around them, or they had... Mm-hmm. Play the Patriots all the time, like Peyton Manning, right?
Exactly.
And in the same era as Tom Brady. But so, yeah, I think there's probably other dudes, right?
Sure.
Like that are going to be on that list, have that same, that they can be that guy that has the motivation and have the same makeup, but maybe their team just wasn't the same as the teams that we're talking about here. And it's all coming back to the leader of that team to make you that team, too.
Right.
But you still have to have the guys around you, right? And the guys are going to believe around you, like a Travis Kelce can help that and you know, help be a motivator for this team, and a Chris Jones on defense, like you mentioned. And so if you have that around you, then yeah, it just builds everything else up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to get a good coach, Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys you mentioned have coaches that are like recognized as some of the best ever, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, you know, you're listing guys that have unbelievable coaches for the most part, too. That are all part of this whole thing, but it has to start with somebody that's going to be that vocal leader and lead you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, you know, the Chiefs had the best motivation after they won the Super Bowl. It just fell apart basically because of injuries, and they just didn't have enough at the end.
Right.
So I'm not concerned about that part of it.
I like when there's new faces, though, because
I do like there's not 20
there.
Out of 22 returning starters.
Yeah,
I
like that.
For sure.
And then the other thing real quickly is wide receiver position is going to be very interesting to watch. Okay, D-Hop is going to the Titans, and I'm okay with it. There's certain people were just convinced they had to have D-Hop. Well, there are people who thought they had to have Tyreek Hill, and they were wrong. Kadarius Toney is probably the biggest key to the wide receiver group, and that is questionable because he has had some injury
problems.
Stay
healthy, yeah.
But if he stays healthy, he's a legitimate top dog, no doubt. Toney's your number one. MVS, Scantling is number two. Sky Moore, I think, is your three. And then your four could be Justin Ross. They like what he's brought to the table. Justin Watson they brought back. Rashee Rice is the second-round draft pick. Richie James coming from the Giants. John Ross is one that was on, I think, IR last year, if I remember right. You normally carry six receivers on your roster on game day. Now, you could carry a seventh.
Sounds like they're not going to have a fullback this year, so you could.
Yeah, you might have a seventh. There's talk they might have a seventh because if there's a receiver or two that can play special teams and be an extra wide receiver. But they're probably not keeping all eight. So there's a quite that's going to be, I think, the most intriguing thing about Chiefs training camp and the preseason games is watching the battle for those final few spots at wide receiver, because it is a very interesting competition. The Chiefs really like the group that they have. Some of them are unproven. That scares certain people that freak out on social media, just like they freaked out when Tyreek Hill went to the Dolphins. And guess what? They could have just calmed themselves down and not been so stressed that they would listen to our show. Anywho, some days you are stressed when you listen to this show.